Syrian insurgents released a video today showing kidnapped United Nations peacekeepers declaring they are safe and being treated well. The peacekeepers were kidnapped yesterday in the disputed Golan Heights region on the Syrian-Israeli border. The insurgents have threatened to treat the hostages as prisoners of war. It's the first time international peacekeepers have been ensnared in the conflict. The United Nations reported this week that the number of Syrian refugees displaced during the country's two-year-old conflict crossed the 1 million mark. Over half are children. Syrian American Council board member Kenan Rahmani has visited refugee camps within Syria. I spoke with him this morning by cell phone as he headed back to the country. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees has stated recently that Syria is just now spiraling towards full-scale disaster. What is your reaction to that statement?
It is very depressing to hear this, but it's exactly what we've been saying for months. It really, we're looking at the tip of the iceberg. There are millions of Syrians that are displaced inside of Syria. They are homeless. They don't have their belongings. They don't have food. So those people are on their way to becoming refugees. So there's 5 million people like that inside of Syria right now. So the 1 million refugees, while it's a very shocking and heartbreaking number, it's still just a glimpse of what is to come.
Can you give us a sense of what life is like on the ground in one of these camps?
When I was in the refugee camp, I was shocked to see, as one of the leaders of the camp brought me over, he said, it's dinner time, and he wanted to show me the dinner that the refugees are being provided by the camp. And he showed me two buckets full of boiled potatoes. And he told me that each tent of 10 people will get one boiled potato. There's children that die from starvation, children that die from freezing. There are hundreds of children being born every day in these refugee camps.
And what more needs to be done for the people that are still inside Syria that haven't been able to leave yet?
The liberated areas have established civilian administrative councils, which provide government services in a very limited manner with the resources that they have. But they have received virtually no humanitarian assistance. They're surviving on whatever wealth had been accumulated by people in that village and by individual donations from people in the expatriate community. So we need to have better humanitarian assistance programs in coordination with the Syrian Coalition and its humanitarian assistance unit to facilitate better aid to these areas.
Will humanitarian aid be enough?
The Assad regime is using all kinds of weapons against its people. It's using Scud missiles. It's using an air force which drops TNT barrels, which drops vacuum bombs, phosphoric bombs. I mean, all kinds of bombs that are, of course, all unlawful to be used against civilian populations, being used by the Assad regime. Non-lethal aid is not going to combat that. Unless the Free Syrian Army has weapons which can protect them from Scud missiles, which can protect them from the Air Force, the Free Syrian Army is going to be fighting a very difficult and steep uphill battle.
And who should coordinate that, the UN or the U.S. and U.K. and individual nations?
Unfortunately, the UN is restricted. The UN cannot move because of Russia and China profiteering off of the blood of Syrian people. And as a result, they're going to continue to veto any resolution that goes to the UN Security Council. It's really time for countries that are part of that Security Council that understand the concept of a responsibility to protect to sort of take a stand and support the Syrian people.
That was Kenan Rahmani of the Syrian American Council. Visit the Syrian Sunrise Foundation at ssfusa.com to learn how you can help.